you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ain't no need to pay. We are.
It was like, God, I hated being a kid. I was so fucking corny.
There's never. Welcome to another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies.
No need for them.
I'm the God, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And we're back for a quick family episode, a little bit of a pre-record as we're out on the road. If you're listening to this, I'm probably still in Atlantic City. So if you're there, come on past the Borgata, man. You know what I mean? If you're listening to this on YouTube, hey, start getting those tickets for Philly. We'll see you guys in Philly in just two more days.
Yep.
Derek and I were just discussing our childhood playing with toys.
Yeah, man.
I like the way this is starting off. This is going to be a fun, more juvenile, less dark episode. If we're talking about toys to begin with.
Yeah, man. Derek, I had all the toys.
Derek was playing with the action figure and literally did the whoosh, whoosh,
whoosh, whoosh. Ah, Donald Cannon, like, because that's what you did.
Right. There was always those noises, like you always use that whisper yell voice.
Imagination. You needed, you put your imagination onto the plastic whatever. The figurine was just the thing that made your imagination possible. It was a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah. How did
action figures was the shit.
How did you do when other kids came over and played with your toys?
I was fine.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of toys.
I was fine also, but I didn't like the way other kids played. I thought their imagination was a little bit wonky.
There was one motherfucker named Kevin DeVincent who had a better Ninja Turtle collection than I did.
Really?
It pissed me off. Huh. He had some of the models. I'm like, where the fuck did you get this from?
You know what's crazy? Yeah. I actually do still have a pretty extensive Ninja Turtle collection. I don't have it, but my mom has it because she's a hoarder.
Yeah.
And, like, it's funny. Like, I remember trying to... My mom needed help insulating her attic. And she couldn't... They couldn't put the insulation down because she had too much shit in there.
Like, okay.
Just baby stuff.
Baby stuff.
Lead-painted cribs. You know, stuff hoarder. That you can't do good nothing with. Good old hoard. Right? So... I'm like, look, man, I don't like getting involved with this, but I help my mom. I'm like, all right, come on, I'll empty this thing out for you. But this stuff up there, this toy. So I paid one of my homies to come do it. Good friend of mine, Tommy Turner.
I know Tom.
Came with me to help me clean out this thing. And as we're cleaning it out, we're finding, like, action figures, Ninja Turtles. Found a party wagon. The party wagon.
In the box?
Yeah, I had the party wagon. There was a pizza thrower in there. You remember that shit? There was one where they took little pizzas and put it in. You push the button and shoot them out.
Yeah.
All of them in there, right? I'm a grown man. I got daughters, right? And I already know if I'm in my mom's house, like, this is pretty much mine. You don't play with these.
Mm-hmm.
And when you die, it's up to me to clean these out anyway. So when Tommy was like, yo, can my son have these? He loved Ninja Turtles. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. Go ahead. Give them to him. You know, my mom noticed that them toys was missing.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Called me at work the next day. Hey, you bring them goddamn toys back in my house right now. You ain't got no business taking them toys out of here. So I had to go back to Tommy and go like, hey, I'm sorry. You know those Ninja Turtles that
this bitch want these turtles back. I'm not saying this, but, like, but you know she want the turtles back. Why she want the Ninja Turtles back?
They're still just up there in the attic. They're probably ruined. There's probably a leak or something that has ruined. Some animals have probably gotten in there and shit it all over them. They could have been bringing that little boy joy.
Nope.
But instead, they're collecting sitting dust. There in my mother's attic.
Collecting rat
not
shit.
Not being played with. I don't
my
remember.
Shit all over.
I know she never bought me that party wagon. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah,
I didn't get a lot of Ninja Turtles new. That's the other thing.
I got all my shits new.
Yeah, I was a big
Christmas.
I was a big thieving kid, bro. Don't leave your turtles around me.
Nah, see that? See, because that's why I know I lived in a good neighborhood. I had all unpacked. Like, I remember my mom used to buy me sets for Christmas. So it'd be like four of them, but like different sets. So it'd be like the Monster Turtles or the race car, like whatever theme that was that.
Oh, you would get all four every time?
Every.
Oh,
fucking
my
time.
God. That was a weird racket, though.
I expressed to my mom. Four of them. I was like, Mom, I need Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Raphael.
God.
All the splinters and shit, you don't have to get me, but I need the four brothers.
Those kids were
weird.
If
you're going
to
buy Ninja Turtles, I need them in all fours.
Splinter, the kids who had April O'Neil, the kids who had Casey
about
Jones. We had an April. I don't know where we got it from, but we had one. I remember there was a time where we had a plastic bag full of wrestling men and mm-hmm. Ninja Turtles. And one of those Ninja Turtles was April O'Neil in the yellow jumpsuit. And we used to make them hump. We would make April bend over and turn her head backwards. And then we would put the other turtles behind her. And for some reason...
It was a train?
No.
No, guys.
Well, the weird thing
not
is...
Not a four-on-one.
We would chant... Cookie Crisp, like from the commercial.
Cookie Crisp. Oh, my God. You niggas are dark. You talking about light kid episode. You done went down some weird ass goddamn. That's funny.
My mom used to call my turtles my men, which that was also.
Oh, yeah, your little men, your little toy men.
But she would do it like at the worst place. It'd be like if I'm outside, my mom would come, hey, come in here and pick your men up. I almost tripped on one of your men.
Oh,
you're leaving your men all over the floor.
Oh, no. Sound like Derek for real off of fucking Blow. That's for sure. That's what you sound like. All your men. Nigga, what you in there doing? You got a brothel? Nigga, you direct gay porns? What you in there doing, nigga?
Why would you say it that way?
Your men. What?
It's not all men.
What?
Some of them are robots, Mom. Some of them are turtles.
Hey, Nat. What's that?
Oh, man. I'm glad that I had those kind of toys, though. Like, I didn't have those other fake toys that kind of fuck with your head for later. Like, I never had, like, a fake kitchen.
Nope.
You know what I mean? I never had, like, fake construction tools.
No, I never had the 99-cent store toys. That's what you're saying.
No,
I had none of that. I had Toys R Us approved, Jeffrey the Giraffe. Fucking Ninja Turtles, man.
Was Jeffrey Toys R Us? Oh, yeah, Jeffrey Wilson.
My mom did it right.
Yeah.
My mom raised the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I got all that culture.
But what I'm saying is...
You're saying, like, big kids, adult stuff, but kid size.
Right. Like, we do that to kids. It's a weird thing. Kids want to do nothing more than be helpful. They want to get in on what the adults are doing. But we will immediately be like, no, you can't. As a matter of fact, go over here and fake it.
Okay.
Like, it almost makes Christmas a very fascinating concept of, like, you're giving someone fake things to do to be like, hey, you're so not a part of this family.
That
you do construction in your room with the little plastic saw. As a matter of fact, like, we give them presents that are wrapped up like it's something for, like, a big prince. And then it's this fake bullshit in there. And then you're just like, yeah, you go over there and cook. You know what I mean?
Did your kids have, like, an easy bake oven?
No. Oh, they may have.
Because I had one of those, and that's even worse because the parent does need to be involved. Like, it's not a thing that a kid can do on their own.
Right.
Oh,
You still have to get involved. You might as well just have them bake shit for real.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how it used to be.
And teaching them about heat and touching the goddamn oven. That's
right.
What I learned.
Like, it's like we talked about before with kid ninjas, right? Like, teach them the real shit.
Yeah, man.
Why bullshit them?
Remember, their first lesson, they had to save their grandfather. Like, God damn. Are we supposed to be kids? We got to go take on a whole ninja organization?
I mean, they were still
just
kids.
The three of us?
They made it fun, but, like, don't.
Three ninjas was the shit.
Yeah, it was.
The first one.
Yeah. It was also weird that little white lady had that Asian dad like that. Because the mom was white than the mug.
No, the mom was supposed to be mixed. She was white and Asian. Hmm. But she catered to her Asian side, I guess, and took her sons to go see their grandpa and fight in the woods for 3 months. Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Good
and their first
her.
Lesson was had they had to save him.
Yeah, good on her for being progressive enough to let them still do that. Because a lot of people, you know, they'd be like, you're not doing that to my kids.
Yeah, man. It was in a white suburban town. Yeah, that was very progressive of them.
Yeah.
To let her white sons go study ninjutsu.
Yeah.
and had a mask and the little nicknames, and they fight motherfuckers at the school. Yeah, that was a good time.
They did use their karate pretty recklessly.
They was whooping
right away.
Babysitter, remember them three guys that tried to rob the house?
Yeah,
they kicked their asses.
Well, that makes sense, but they got into a fight at school.
Remember that?
Like first day, like yo,
Colt.
Yeah.
Colt, what's that, a baby horsey? Laugh. You know what was funny about that? That black bully is the same. That's Doughboy from Boys in the Hood.
As a kid. As a kid.
And I was like, oh, shit. He done went to the white side. But he had Boys in the Hood. But yeah, that was, they got in a fight with the motherfuckers.
Like, right away. Like, isn't that the whole antithesis of being ninja? Like, you're supposed to back down from conflict and make it happen.
But it wasn't a fight. It was like a basketball fight.
Nah, that shit got real. And it was Colt's fault.
It was always Colt's fault. This nigga, he was Raphael. This nigga was snap at him. Oh, you want to fight? Let's go.
Absolutely.
He was the hothead.
Absolutely. All right, well, speaking of kid shit, I was into my inner child this weekend because this was a great weekend in the city.
It was a great weekend.
Spring. Fucking the weather was great. Everybody was out.
These dirty footers was looking fantastic today.
Okay, so
I was like, God damn.
There was a smorgasbord festival in the park on Sunday.
Now, foreign foods.
I've been to this before, but I think last year, one, it rained and it was still kind of like COVID-y. So the event wasn't that big. So I just assumed, oh, this is just a thing that they do Sunday. Some tents come up. People pull out some different food. Cool. So this year, when it popped up, and we're like, oh, yeah, that's that smorgasbord thing. Let's go up there and get something to eat. This year, they was out. And I'm talking about this shit looked like Freaknik, bro.
Oh, shit.
Chicks was out there, thongs out, sticking out of the top of their pants. Everybody, any piercing, if you got any metal in your body, it's showing.
It was showing.
It's showing. Like
Shout out to the girls with the...
Right.
And they had to...
Shout out to the girls, too, that's willing to go brawless and lawless with your homegirls when they're not. Like, what do you think that's like to be the one girl that's like,
that
you
got
know
titties
what?
Bouncing.
I got on a wife beater that I cut in half, and I got these little titties with the piercings out and whatever, and you two big titty bitches walking around all hot. That's on y'all.
Yeah, man.
Nat, what you about to say about this?
You landed on it. I think girls with small tits just do that.
Yeah. But how does a girl that's like, does that make you feel bad as the girl, as a girl with like big tits?
No, I wish that was me.
But that's to say, so if you're hanging out, right? You, your girl, and then another friend, and this one friend is just a small titted, just she's just out with brawless and lawless.
Brawless and lawless.
Doesn't that make you like a little bit like I gotta walk down the street with this bitch with her fucking tits out? Like everyone
nips all on hot.
Because they're not even looking at y'all. They're looking at y'all, but not y'all. They're looking at her. She's bringing so much extra attention to your trio.
Depends on the kind of nips. It depends on who you are. Because you might be like, I don't want dudes gawking at me all the time, so I'll bring this friend with her tits out, and they'll just like
look at that.
To her.
Okay, and does that work for you? Like, are you cool with it as long as if the attention is going right next to you? Are you okay with that?
That's pretty wild.
Because see, to me,
if she's okay with that, I'm fine with it.
Here's where I look at it with girls, and you know, you might feel this way, Derek. Like, you ever have like three girls together, and you see three dudes walking down the street? And the three dudes, they gonna talk, right?
They gonna talk
because that one got her breast out.
Yep.
That's giving everyone the signal, yo, we might be able to have some freak with these geeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so the other two dudes kind of come over also assuming, are you like your friend?
That's so funny. Are you brawless and lawless too? And if so, can you show me how brawless and lawless you could be tonight?
Right. Yeah. Birds of a feather, you know?
Flock together.
Like, I can't hang out with no dude that's got on Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Nope. And I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
not.
Come on, right? Me and Derek, we walk down the street and there's just one dude with his Hoochie Daddy
Absolutely
shorts.
Absolutely not.
On?
I got eczema. I don't wear shorts, first off.
Right.
So you keep your free ass over there with a mother Hoochie Daddy.
I can't be associated with
this. I am a grown fucking man.
Exactly.
I will wear some low socks. If it's hot, I'll wear some shorts.
I will
it's
also.
Be hot.
But
though.
I'm saying is
90 plus.
It got to be balancing. Like, this might sound weird and this might even sound a little homoerotic, but it's like if one of us got on Hoochie Daddy shorts, we all got on Hoochie Daddy shorts.
That's your man? Oh, y'all just. Oh, I guess it's his day to wear them shits. Oh, y'all niggas wild. That's your man? Oh, all y'all niggas.
Remember that day we was in...
Y'all sus!
Remember we was in Saratoga Springs and we was walking around and it was like it was warm, but it was that rainy warm.
Yeah.
So we
it's
both...
muggy.
Yeah, we both had on just like workout shorts, exercise shorts, because we chose not for a few hours.
Yeah.
But we definitely got on like hoodies and jackets and we just strolling down the street. And I was like, yeah, we look gay, dude. Derek's like, you think we look gay? I was like, yeah, dude, we just two dudes strolling down the street in Saratoga Springs.
We weren't holding hands.
We weren't.
I can't be two friends just working out.
Well, we both had shorts on. That's what made it weird.
That's
our
so
legs
funny.
Was out.
Oh, these two. Oh, just matching legs out, huh? Look at this. Look at this gay shit. Look at this. Niggas got their calves out. Oh, they fucking. That's what that is. Them niggas gay. Them niggas is unlawful. Get them out of here. Yo, pray for these leg out niggas.
Am I
they living foul.
Do I not? Do you not view it that way? You don't see two dudes with their legs out, and you're like, I don't know.
We didn't have our thighs out. We had our calves out. I can see if we had our thighs out, but we had our calves out.
Okay.
Thank God.
I agree with that. I think that. I mean,
if
maybe...
we had our thighs out, Dave, then that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we looked like we just came from the court.
Maybe dudes notice that. I don't think women notice that. Like, I see a dude in shorts, I go, it's hot out. He's got shorts on.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
If they were, like, booty shorts, maybe. But, like, normal, like, knee-length shorts, yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Because we also, like, we not fat. Like, we're not in gay shape, but...
No, them niggas. them niggas be snatched. I'll be like, you can have that shit.
Right?
How much do y'all not eat? Y'all make up in dick what y'all don't
what
eat
do
food.
What, you just live on baby
you
formula?
You live on dick. You live on dick and baby food. I can't do that shit. I cannot. Like, Mateo
dick
Lane,
baby food.
One of the funniest motherfuckers on the planet. That nigga's so in shape. I'd be like, Mateo, do you eat it all? Mm-hmm. You just fuck? That's all you do? Yeah. Jesus Christ. Nope.
Oh, shit, man. But I did go see, after the Smorgasbord thing, I went to go see that Mario Brothers
About
movie.
Time.
Yeah.
Fun shit, wasn't it?
It was fun. It was, I know you went to see it.
Full nostalgia.
Yeah.
It was the game, but I'm living in the game. It
yeah,
was
yeah. I did make a mistake with this movie. I remember, because you went to see it. You went to see it, like, in the city.
I saw it in the city on a half a tab of acid. So
during the week, too.
During the week, yeah.
Right. I fucked around and saw it on a Saturday afternoon.
With all them kids in there.
And I totally forgot that kids even exist, bro.
Yep.
Like, I'm talking about...
That's how free you living.
I'm talking about
how different your life is.
I was like, oh, shit, man. Yeah, I got time to see a movie at 4. My first spot is until 8. Let's go see a movie.
On Saturday.
Yeah, bro. And I went to, like, we got there to say the movie started at 4. I'm on the side getting good and high. Like, we getting good and high.
Uh-huh.
We get into the movie, ironically enough, at 4:20, right? So,
all right.
We are good and high, and we walk into a theater full of fucking children.
Children.
We reek of potent.
Marijuana. Potent. Yeah, you went on the wrong day, you dumbass. You should have went with us. You should have just went with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Niggas
bruh.
In school still.
Bro, you know, it's assigned seats. We the last ones because kids don't be late to the movie.
Oh, no. They want to see all that shit. They want to get their seats. They want to see their
parents.
Parents
are seated.
Parents seated. Yeah,
oh,
I hate it.
Oh, my God. So I'm walking in this thing, and it's funny because we sat in between two groups of kids that they, thank God, they was with their dads. So the dads kind of just chuckled at it like, like, almost like, damn, I should have got high too before I came to this shit, man. But yeah, it's fucking watching this movie with these kids. And after we settled in, yeah, I'm in here giggling just like one of these kids.
Oh, nigga. I remember me and Pac went, we both rolling our asses. We high.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to that Jack Black part when he starts singing, peaches, 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 peaches. You remember that part?
Yes.
Nigga, I ain't never laughed so fucking hard in my life. Like, we in there ruining everybody else's fun.
Absolutely.
Because you know me, I'm a cackler.
Mm-hmm.
So, bruh, like, and we on them lay down seats, so I'm writhing around like I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
But I'm laughing my ass off. Oh, God, it was great.
All right. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Legal.
Want to get high?
Huh?
Like, really high?
Say what?
Like, really super duper legally high?
Bro, you lying.
Well, now it's time to go to yoDelta.com.
YoDelta.com,
you
huh?
can stock up on high quality,
mm-hmm.
lab tested.
Mm-hmm.
Delta 8.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want mine. I don't want my weed coming from no farmer.
Okay.
Now, not nobody pulling it out the ground.
Oh, wow.
I want a scientist in a coat.
Yeah, you want some Dexter's Laboratory type
Moon
stuff.
Moon rocks.
Bunsen burners. You need Bunsen burners and test tubes.
Yeah, so if you're like me and you're over the age of 21.
21.
And living in a majority of the states where this is legal.
Big majorities.
Go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I got
it. What is Delta 8?
Yeah, I hear you. You don't know what Delta 8 is. All right, listen. Delta 8, it's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. That's pretty much all you need to know.
Wait, so hemp like that has THC, but it's also Delta 8?
Right.
Oh, wow. THC is a treasure trove of things in it that you can find to get high.
Right. So at yodelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes, too,
gummies
for
and
all
vapes.
Your getting stone needs if you're not into the flower and you can't roll or whatever your situation is. I can tell you Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Responsibly.
Yeah, so you don't want to start smoking Delta 8 and operating heavy machinery.
No, you won't do that.
You don't want to smoke Delta 8 and start operating a bulldozer.
Yeah, no bulldozers on Delta 8.
You don't want to smoke Delta 8 and then to start talking recklessly in front of a microphone.
Or working with a skillet or something heavy like a buzzsaw, right?
Right. So once more, go to yodelta.com.
Yodelta.com.
The official Delta 8 sponsor of Gas Digital Network.
Okay.
And if you use promo code GAS.
Oh, I see what you did there.
GAS.
Uh-huh.
25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off.
GAS for 25% off. All right.
Yo Delta, home of Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Duper high.
All right, let's get back into it.
Back into it.
It was weird. I got a weird feeling, too, watching the Jack Black do the thing.
Yeah.
Was it Koopa or was it Bowser in this movie?
That was Bowser.
That was Bowser?
Yeah.
Bowser was giving me Lewis vibes.
Lewis J.
Gomez.
What do you mean?
Like the movie, the plot of him, he's just like, he's trying to get this new girl. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Like, that's funny. Well, I'm gonna get married. Niggas was like, what?
You're about to get kicked off this network right now.
No. Have you seen
I haven't.
Nat, if you watch it, you're gonna look at this shit and he's got like all his little minions working together to help him get this girl. And like, and she wasn't with it, and he was like, "What?" Right? And he just had the minions turn on her. Like, I was like, "Wow, this is real Gomez." Like,
wow. I think Jake Gomez needs to go see the Rattlesnake. Got to go see Bowser. He need to the Rattlesnake can learn some lessons from Bowser, huh? Yo, and then that movie fucked like from beginning to end. I was high. I enjoyed all the colors. The plot, I was just like,
I did
jokes.
Have to get talked down though because I didn't like that they made him a little softer.
They made Luigi soft.
No, they was both soft. Because they was both, I mean,
but
it's Mario Brooklyn.
Fought.
They was Brooklyn Italian people, but that whole I'm living at home with my parents.
They was good boys.
And I'm not that sure of myself.
They were good boys.
We didn't have to add that aspect of it. The Mario Brothers have always been men. Men that, with thick mustaches.
That is very
business.
Italian, though, to make them still live with their mom.
Right, but it was like...
Ma! They was eating the spaghetti.
They're having their Italian dinner, and everyone's trashing them because their plumbing business hasn't really popped off
nice.
Yet.
I loved that whole movie, man. I was like, yes. I loved the whole thing. It was so great.
I did love it. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Man, so
I would have
like
enjoyed it more
one,
without all the kids.
It's the number one topping.
Yeah, but that's cheating. Because
Why?
When you put a kids movie out, you automatically buy 16 tickets. No
well,
one goes
that.
To see a movie, one or
good.
Two kids. No, it is
yeah,
a good movie. Because
adults was like, oh, yeah, fuck with
that. Right, but think about it. This is how, and this is what I'm saying, this is how kids movies win. It'd be one adult that's going. They're like, I'm going to take my kid. Could you take everybody?
Yeah.
So easily one.
It's a carpool.
One person is easily like seven tickets.
It's
sold.
A carpool.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom was always the cool mom. Took all of us savages to the movies.
Yeah.
My mom was always a vibe, man. My mom always was the one to go, all right, grab up your little friends. We're going to go to the theater. Go see whatever.
Yeah.
Yo, Mrs. Gaines, the shit.
My mom
like,
took,
know, right?
My mom used to take us a little bit, but we used to go on our own. But I mean, she took me when we were small. And I knew we were small because it was still going with this one kid on the block. There was one kid on my block who was like a flamboyant. He was already flamboyantly gay when we were like 6 years
okay.
old.
Okay.
This is the reason why.
Hopscotch. He was a hopscotcher.
What's that mean?
He, instead of playing ball, he played hopscotch jump rope.
That's funny. Yeah, I guess so. I guess he was like that. But like, my mom, I remember she took us to the movies once, with him. And remember when we had her on the podcast and I was trying to talk about like that time about stealing snacks?
Yeah.
It was with him. I remember it. I'll never forget this because the snack that he wanted was bubble gum. Like, the remember those long bubble gum balls? It'd be like a long stick and every gum was a different color to make rainbow.
It looked like a pill. That was like kids' dialysis. It was like a bunch of...
Right. But it was like 2 feet long.
2 feet long, yeah.
So I remember my mom had to stick this down her shirt to get it because he chose like a really long, awkward snack that didn't fit like in her purse,
yeah,
right?
He gay.
Yo, can I honestly say this? I'm not friends with this guy anymore, but it's not because of him being gay. If anything, I think about it, it's because of that snack choice.
Okay.
That is a weird snack choice for the movies.
That and Razzles. Remember Razzles? It was a bag of bubble gum. Razzles was like 40 tablets of gum.
Yo.
So you pop one, you pop it, by the end of it, you got a chunk full of gummy on one side of your mouth.
Yeah.
Razzles was crazy. That's
even to this day, if I go to the movies with somebody and they order a weird snack like that, like gum, this friendship is over,
gum?
Bro. Like, who
popcorn,
the fuck has gum during the movie?
Put some M&M's
multiple
in your popcorn,
pieces?
Like everybody else.
You just gonna pop 7 pieces of gum?
Popping gum in the theater.
That's
I hate this
insane.
Movie. That's a cell phone light before cell phone
right.
light.
Right.
Like, that's what they do now. They got their goddamn cell phone light on eating dinner. All the little black kids, they keep their cell phone light on in the theater and eat dinner because they bring food from outside and they eat dinner with their goddamn cell phone light. I'm trying to enjoy the movie. It's terrible.
I've seen that in comedy clubs also. Regulars at comedy clubs, I mean, they will sit there and just flash a light and just eat their fries and whatever out of the fucking basket. It is so annoying. And it's only people who come by themselves.
Okay.
You ever see those weird, like weird regulars at a club on the road where you're like, oh, that's Marianne. She comes to all the shows.
Oh, she does? Great. She coming.
Marianne thought you were funny. That means something because she comes to all
you
the shows.
You want
to
hear some honest shit? I be hoping I weed out certain white people because my face is black on that flyer. I'm like, all right, if I'm a black guy in this white town with this, hopefully I only bring the cool whites and black people out. Like, I hope the ones that don't want shit to do with us stay away. But they usually come up to the club anyway, and I got to deal with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool whip, huh?
Yeah, man.
Don't forget the Cool Whip fans.
Yeah.
All right. What else am I talking about?
Man, what's you see up? That king's coronation? You see the king?
I didn't see it, but I know
this
it happened this
old,
weekend.
Bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Now, he ain't gonna be king. That motherfucker is old.
Yeah, I heard
like
they had
the
to take
crown
some...
was holding him down.
Yeah, they had to take some jewels out of the crown
like,
so he could hold it.
Yo, bro, this nigga, yo, take some of the jewelry off. And the cloak was all heavy. He was getting weighed down by them cloths.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna hold on.
Huh. But he's it, right? Because the other two after him, they don't want to fuck with it
well,
at all.
Well, Harry
right?
don't because he got a black wife. And Andrew, he's balding, I guess. And he cool. I don't know if they want to take it, but yeah, King Charles is the king now.
That is weird, man. Everybody wants to be a victim.
Look at this nigga. He looked like, he can't move.
Yeah.
He trapped in that crown.
Well, good for Harry for getting out then. Shit, because that doesn't look fun, man. That doesn't look fun at all.
Royalty does not look fun at all.
Not at all.
I'd rather be a pothead in the balcony with money smoking.
I know. I was thinking about that this weekend, too, like about how like guys like Harry. Harry's the one that left everything, right?
Yeah, Harry said, I'm taking my black pussy and I'm getting out of here.
There's no one who would probably look... Before him doing all of that expose, there's no one who would have thought he didn't have a privileged life. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I'll start looking in. I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's the Prince of England or whatever.
Yeah. But that motherfucker is very adamant that it was the worst experience.
That's what he said.
Ever.
This nigga's dressed.
Ever.
Smelling like royalty. And it was the worst experience ever?
Yeah.
I just don't understand that. I it was worse because of the things you saw happen to other people. It probably didn't happen to you. You was probably in that limo chilling. You looked at that shit from outside and like, oh, it's fucked up. But I'm gonna sit in this limo. Shut the fuck. Niggas, white. Nigga, a prince. It was terrible. Shut up,
yeah.
Royal man.
Because that's what I was thinking. Like, there are people in the hood who have grown up poor, who have been robbed, jacked, everything, jump walking
these
to them from school.
Never seen flying
and
roaches?
They not out here complaining about how their life was horrible. I need to do an interview with Netflix about how awful my mother was.
I got to go take a shit on my gold toilet. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. You know how crazy it was? Throwing up all my drugs in a golden toilet. We struggled so much at that royal. It was a castle, goddammit. It was a goddamn castle.
Yeah.
So you grew up in a fucking castle. Yeah. In a kingdom.
But I'd imagine, though, like, all right, have you ever stayed in a big house or a mansion?
Absolutely.
What's the longest you've been in there?
I don't know, 2-3 days.
Yeah, right? How long do you think before you'd be like, this place sucks? Everything's too spread out.
I'm
it's
different.
Cold in
I'm
here.
I'm throwing parties.
Yeah.
Throwing parties. I'm having my friends over. Y'all can stay because there's different rooms. I could give a fuck. Yeah, I'm that kind of guy.
Okay.
So I know it'll be a vibe. I just got to get the shit clean because I know niggas dirty.
Yeah, I remember 50 Cent was like that, right? He had the G-Unit mansion up in Connecticut. He said that was probably the best thing he ever could have did was get rid of that place. He said it was just too many niggas just coming up from Queens. It's
well, I wouldn't do
rooms.
That. Like, you know me. Yeah. I'm a screen my house. But no, he had like niggas, rappers, bitches everywhere.
Shit. Chris Brown would deal with that too, right? Like, he couldn't get people out of the house. Like, people would be in the house for days and you can't find anybody because the house is so big.
Yeah. They'd be in the house for days because they ain't got no place to live themselves. So it's just like, little niggas be faking until they make it out in L.A.
Yeah.
You be thinking motherfuckers is doing big because they got some house that's rented, but it's a connection. Now you got yourself a room, you bringing bitches back to your room, promising some music video deals and all this shit like that. Everybody broke. All them niggas broke.
Oh,
out
yeah.
There. Everybody faking it till they make it out.
Yeah,
there.
Man. Yeah.
That's how I know about the mansions and all that, hanging out. The motherfuckers throwing mansion parties and all that
that's
shit.
That's the sad part, too, man. Like, we watched that house party movie. If you are successful enough to get a mansion, someone's going to use it to try to either shoot a video, throw a party, impress some chick. You know what I mean?
Like, in L.A., in New York, you probably good. In New York, you probably straight, especially if it's high up, penthouse, lockdown, doorman, all that shit. But you're out there. If your house is it, they're going to case that bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
They ain't going to act like they live there. Ladies. Niggas in L.A., that's how they say ladies. They don't say ladies. They go, ladies. Ladies.
Oh, yeah, because they pronounce shit different.
Ladies.
You know, hard young ladies. Young weebilization.
Is that the ugliest shit you ever heard in your life?
Core,
ladies. How y'all doing, ladies? And he did his shit with his mouth. Ladies. I said, I fucking hate everything about this goddamn movie. I'm so glad some of my comedy friends was in it. But I was mad because I'm like, all y'all funnier than this shit.
Yeah.
Stop just taking any movie that
you got. Oh, you're talking about the house party movie.
Yeah, I saw so many of my funny fucking friends in there. I'm like, oh, y'all just took the check.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have did it. But that's me. Yeah, if I would have read that script and been like, oh, this is what this is? I can't.
Nah. Well, you know, you could also read a script and then there's so much that could get lost in editing.
But sometimes, you know, that's a lot of edit. Come on, Dave.
I know, yeah.
Ladies. Like, nigga, shut up. Man. Ladies.
Ladies. So, there's a video here that we got. He put his heart into it. I think this little kid was doing something trying to impress the ladies.
Uh-oh, ladies.
Have you ever done anything to impress the ladies?
Absolutely.
And it didn't go well?
Always never went well.
Yeah.
When I tried to be above myself, failure every time.
I flipped it.
Every time I didn't give a fuck, here she comes.
I tried. I remember that's how I got into motorcycles. I got into motorcycles trying to get a lady back.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Now I had to learn how to ride the goddamn thing.
Just I didn't know how to talk, so I figured everything would come through in my clothes, but I wasn't that fly.
Yeah.
And I just can't walk up to a chick and not say anything. Who the fuck am I? I didn't have no game.
Yeah. Well, this little kid, I don't think he had any game either, but I think he'll be good after this. Let me see.
Said you knew that little white motherfucker was gonna say that. Why you even tight your ass up, girl? You knew it was coming. You saw it. Come on. You know he was waiting to say nigga.
Thing. Now, if this guy runs for political office 20 years from now,
they're gonna bring up this tape.
Are you gonna hold this against
him? Yes. But it was still cute. But you gotta pay the consequences on that, nigga. Stop saying our word. That is our word.
Wait. How old do you think that kid is? 6?
It's got to be 5, 6.
You're going to hold it.
Yes. Yes.
No.
That little bastard Because he out, no he niggas, said it too loud.
No niggas were heard waited, the making of this video.
Because he waited to get loud on the nigga part and said, if you don't know, now you know. That let me know he only wanted to do the song please, to say nigga.
Play it
he
again.
Already had it.
He played again. That last
play it again. Yeah. Play that shit again. You see how hard he went? He went hard. He went too hard. He didn't do it for Biggie. He did it for his racist self. That nigga racist.
He got glasses on. No one saw that coming.
No one saw it. And he did it.
And it's just funny because it's just like, why is that in that catalog? That does not look like a town where black people come bum, up to bum, sing bum, that. Bum, bum.
But at least he knew Biggie. I mean, you can't be mad at him.
That's what I'm
Biggie.
Saying. Like,
but Biggie said it. He said it because he knew Biggie said it. So, but yeah, I'm holding it against him.
Okay.
He's going to lose my vote. All he right. still might get elected, but
so
he's lost my
we
vote.
We might have to treat Biggie like Mark Twain. We might have to take him out.
That's so
take
funny.
Take him off the catalog.
Yeah.
Because we can't have we can't have young children being tainted by this yes. language.
Yeah.
It was art. That song was amazing, but it's littered with the N-word.
You remember
so we
when
might
it came
out?
It
out?
It was a classic. Now we look at it like, yo, all right.
Hey, this little yeah. white kid singing, it's offensive.
But he just went so hard on the nigga part.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like, if he would have just kind of wrapped it all out of it, but he went, nigga, that's all the reason he wanted to say it.
All right, man. That's
very funny.
I'm just curious, like, how long is it? Because what piece of shit uploaded that?
Yeah.
What piece of
shit? The unedited version. And knew it was a little kid about to say, oh, the nigga behind the booth. He knew what he was doing. He knew it was going to go viral.
He
knew.
You just, like you said, you would hold this kid accountable. So whoever just filmed this just ruined this kid's life.
Ruined his life.
Whoever just uploaded this.
Ruined his life.
You should be able to sue.
Yeah, man. You know he wasn't supposed to yell that shit out, but you let him. You let him. That's in history now. It's in the cloud.
God
that shit
damn.
In the cloud, bro. They ain't going nowhere.
Oh, my God.
He going to grow up, and they going to figure it out. Internet smart. You know, hopefully, AI taking all the jobs.
That's why I just...
AI to New Mexicans.
I'm glad we saw this because I am curious. I hope that this kid... I want to know how he finds his way. I feel like with that kind of tenacity, he probably will be in some sort of performing arts.
He might be a performing artist. Right? He might be the next Machine Gun Kelly. Or
yeah, maybe he's the next Justin Timberlake. Come on.
If you don't know, now you know, nigga. That's what he said.
Come on. If he's the next Justin Timberlake, you're not going to give him a pass for that little video, huh?
Yeah.
If he's the next Justin Bieber.
No, Bieber played drums and sang. But he really just went up.
Bieber's not
so
Bieber
hard,
is not on nigga! Camera saying
went,
the N-word as a kid.
He put his hand out. That nigga, he expounded. That motherfucker performed that last part. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. He knew.
If anything, it's probably worth it for him because he'll probably never be able to say the word ever again in his life. And he'll have no reason to because of this situation. So he might as well make it a big one. Make
yeah,
it
man.
A big
go hard
one.
Or go home. That motherfucker went hard. That little nigga went hard, bro.
Don't know.
Now you know.
Never!
It was bad.
What do you think the rest of that night was like, bro?
I don't know.
I don't know. You think they let him finish the song?
They probably let him drink after that. They probably gave him a beer. They probably said, good on you. Wherever he was at, you know the motherfuckers like, well, good on you. You're brave. Brave and bold. That nigga's a hero to a bunch of rich people.
Oh, God.
That motherfucker's brave and bold. Good for him.
Have you ever blurted some shit out? Like, I remember once I did that. I was like at a friend's house. My friend, he's from Barbados. And I don't know why we all got to come in the house for some reason. And his grandmother was like in the living room. But she was like one of them old people that just don't talk.
Uh-huh.
They're just there. And you know, with Caribbean grandparents, it was weird. You just get to do whatever because they don't really say nothing.
Uh-huh.
They just kind of let it happen. So we in the back and we watching some reggae music videos that he's putting us on to. And they start blah, blah, blah. So I just go, I ask my homie, I'm like, hey, Corey, what exactly is a bumba clot?
Oh, like, no. Everything went down to her. Everybody heard you. Yeah.
And his mom, or his grandma, just, I'm Corey. Like, she, yeah. They all Caribbean people always summon their kids that way. Corey. And then he had to go in and explain that I was American and didn't know what I was talking about. Because she's like, why are you children in there cussing? And I'm just like, oh, shit, my bad.
I remember one time I was at, I think, my cousin's graduation from Strawberry Mansion. And I'm sitting in the crowd. I'm a kid. I'm with Nana and all them. And two things happened that day. My nana called me stupid that day, and I started crying, and she apologized to me. That was the one part.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the funny part. That was dumb on mine, because I was just soft. She says, but she did call me stupid. I felt hurt. She hurt me. I was like, what the fuck? I'm stupid, because this is what happened.
Yeah, I about to say, why she call you stupid?
Because I was laughing with my cousin Vic, and I was like, yo, Vic, look two rows in front of us. And then as the crowd stopped clapping, I was like, there's this woman. She got underarm hair. She got that flowery dress on. And she heard it. And everybody in that row heard it. And then Nana beat me over the fuck. You dumbass, stupid motherfucker. And I was like, yeah, because I was being a dick. I was like, yo, Vic, look at this bitch with all this hair on her arms. She got the flowery dress on. And all the shit, everybody heard me say it because the clap dropped.
Yeah.
I didn't time that out right. So
yeah.
Yeah, man. I've been an ass for a long time.
What was the other thing that happened?
Well,
you said your grandma called you stupid.
She called me stupid because of that.
So, yeah. Bro, I had one like that. So I've told you guys about Ricky, the guy that my mom dated
for years.
A crackhead dude, had a lot of Black Air Force One energy. And I'll never forget, one day this picture showed up. So the way our house was set up, the TV was right next to the front door.
Okay.
So when you come in, the TV's right there. And my mom, some girl had given my mom, I guess it was like a graduation picture or a prom, but she had on like pearls, makeup. She looked beautiful, right? And it's just like a profile picture, like someone's grad, you know how a senior graduation picture, they make you dress up like an adult?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden this picture pops up of this beautiful girl with pearls and a graduation, full face of makeup, and it's just in a little frame on the TV. Now, Ricky had kind of already started teaching me the little deviancy, which is funny. We always think about that. Who teaches kids to cut up, niggas like that?
Yeah.
he would always put me on the weird shit that he's not supposed to be putting me onto. So at one point, I remember him testing to see if I was gay by asking me questions of like, what kind of girl would you want to suck on your wee-wee? You know what I mean? Like, he'd put that kind of shit on, right? So I never forget, we walking out. He's about to take me to school, and my mom just gave us all kisses and everything. I'm walking out the door, and out of nowhere, I just pointed the picture like, Ricky, that's the kind of girl I want to suck my wee-wee.
Mom's heard it too?
Nigga, we all sitting in the living room. The living room ain't that big, man. And it's like, I don't know what the hell made me blurt that out. But it was one of those things where it's like, what the fuck are you doing to my kid, man? Like, what are y'all? You can't even act like he didn't. I said it. I pointed at the picture and I looked at him and was like, Ricky, hey, that's the kind of girl I want to suck my wee wee.
You ever seen that video where the dude was like, it was the dude, his chick, and then the baby, the little boy. And he said, who's the better Khalifa? And she said, Wiz. And then the baby was like, Mia. And then and then the mom was all pissed. How the fuck he know who me and Khalifa? It was so fucking funny. And the dude couldn't say shit. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Who's the best Khalifa? She said, Wiz. And the little kid was like, no, Mia.
Yeah.
Mia Khalifa. It was so funny.
Bro, that is the weirdest thing, man. Like, we're kids. Because you never know what kids actually know when they're going through your phone or your computer. Most parents, they'll just hand their phone over and just go like, here, go. You know what I mean? Because for like the first few years, the kids are one place. They're like in the YouTube app. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, then somewhere along the line, kids start wandering. And it's usually because of alerts and notifications that are popping up. And they can't find their way back to the app. And they get tired of asking for help where they start seeing other shit like... My daughter, my youngest daughter, once exposed an affair. Her and her friend, she was at a friend's house, and they were just kicking it on the tablet. But text messages keep popping up on the tablet because you know how people's iClouds be connected. So, yeah, dad is off at work texting his side bitch. My daughter and her friend, they home on the iPad. And all these fucking messages keep coming up. So then,
like... so funny. Oh shit, dude! Stop texting. It's going down. Stop texting your side right now, nigga. It's just coming through the goddamn tablet.
Right. These kids is at home and they trying to do something. And they go to mom like, we can't even get on there. Messages coming through. So all of a sudden, Yeah, my daughter was supposed to be spending the night somewhere, and next thing we know, she getting dropped the fuck off. I'm like, what happened? I got to handle something. You're like, oh, shit. That's why you can't. I wasn't even deviant, but I'm like, I didn't
want
my
kids.
That's
so funny.
I didn't want my kids in my search history or anything like that.
She got that nigga datelined.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about that. You're like, you're not around any kids at
all. I don't like kids, man.
Like, there's no kids that even exist in your universe.
Nope, except my little baby Lukey. That's Dougie's son.
Uh-huh.
He got a birthday I got to go check out for a few
minutes. But yeah, that's not close enough to be, can I look at your phone? Can I play on your phone? You know what I mean?
Kids
ain't
on my phone.
That is wild, man. I don't know what that life is. You don't have to deal with that either, Natalie. Are there any kids in your life anywhere that need to be appeased by electronics?
I have a couple cousins, but they're getting to be like 7, 8, 9 at this point.
Which is around the time they start demanding phones of their own. That is insane. Yeah, I had to work hard to get my first phone. My first phone was from Sprint. $79.99. I never forget. I bought it at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm. I had a few phones.
Yeah.
I broke so many phones. I had flip phones.
Broke them?
I had one that I twisted too hard once. Because you remember that phone that could flip and twist?
Nah.
There was a Verizon phone you flip and twist and then put it back down.
Yeah.
I spun one out too crazy one time and broke it. You know, dropping phones. I had so many phones.
I've never really broke them like that. I've rarely had
so many cars and so many phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming up.
I've never even really shattered a screen on a phone. I want to throw a phone.
I've thrown phones.
To throw a phone out of anger and like watch it smash in pieces up against a wall.
Yeah, I remember one time I had this red phone. It was like a dark red phone. And I was at the Laugh House and some bitch snapped him. Why you got a bitch phone? I was like, because it's red? I guess it's a bitch phone. And we wound up arguing.
And you broke it? Because
No, not that.
Oh.
I broke my first red phone. I broke because I almost quit comedy. And I was pissed and I threw it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where were you? Were you in the house, outside?
I was at my mother's house.
And you threw it and it was smashed up against the wall or something? Or?
Yeah, I broke that phone.
Was anybody there to?
I was having a tantrum by myself.
Yeah.
Fuck! Never make it!
That's weird, too, because you got to deal with that. Because I remember you used to have a joke about that.
That was 2010.
You had a joke about that that I used to always admire because I thought that was funny. You used to say, you ever got to punch the air because it's cheaper?
Because it's cheaper.
Right.
Can't break that goddamn phone. I need that phone. I'm waiting for a job.
Right. And that's what I always looked at. I always looked at the guy who fucking slams a phone. Is like, oh, he makes money, man. Yeah.
Break that goddamn phone. I need that phone. That was a good joke.
Yeah.
I can't do that no more because I ain't broke no more. But yeah, when I was broke, that was one of my killer opening bits.
Yeah.
That used to get me through the night.
Mm.
Can't break that phone. I need that goddamn phone.
I need that goddamn phone.
Yeah.
I like it.
That was one of my more honest. Oh, I got two of them. The one about taking Benadryl because I was broke. Remember that one?
I don't think I remember that.
You ever just take Benadryl? Because you ain't got no money for the weekend, so you just sleep through it and wake up on the day your direct deposit
Jesus
drops.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
A mini coma never hurt no
funny?
Fucking body, yeah.
The stuff that we used to talk about in the early open mic days, learning about different people's level of poorness was wild.
I used to take 3 Benadryl to try to sleep through the weekend
because
I didn't have no money to go out.
I used to
drop Benadryl and go to sleep. Wake up just on a day I had money. It was the wildest shit.
I actually kind of respected that though. I don't know how real that was for you.
It was real.
But that is kind of dope because you're not going to go outside and get in trouble. My black ass. Well, it would start with there's nothing to do. Let's sit on the stoop. And before it got dark, we found something to do, and we were usually in trouble, man. So, like, when I would hear shit like that I remember always being impressed by that. Like, I remember there was a time when I found out that you had the ability to just go home and just play Spider-Man on some, like, what, I don't have any money. It would be like, I might not see you at open mic for, like, a week or two. And it'd be like, yeah, I had no money, so I just in the house playing Spider-Man. I'm like, fuck, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, man.
I wish I had that kind of self-control.
Call my
friend,
call my day ones. Asking if I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I used to do that a lot. I used to call my boy Bink.
Uh-huh.
Garth. I used to call Garth all the time. Garth, I think I'm out here fucking up, nigga. I'm eating cheese grits because that's all that's left. That's all that's left.
And that's
nigga.
The crazy part. Yeah. Even when I was learning that was the reality, we still went forward. I never forget a friend of ours, one, the Stand Up for Diversity at NBC.
Okay.
And was on tour, was traveling, everything. And I remember just thinking he made it because he left the Laugh House. He was off of that scene. And then I remember when he came back, you know, it was like, hey, you made it. You got money now. He's like, what? Nigga, I eat noodles every day.
And yeah.
What are you talking about?
What?
No, I thought once you leave here.
So many facades. Just so many fucking facades. It was Facade City.
Yeah.
Until I start getting really good at this shit and starting to figure out what the odds and ends were, so many facades.
Yeah. There's one video here I'm going to take a look at. I don't know what these all are.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of get put in here. The producer puts them in here. Let's see. Nat, there's another video here. Actual food porn.
Oh, God.
Let's see what this is. Well, it's TikTok, so it can only be but so good.
Let's
it can
see.
Only
Let's be but so bad.
Only be but so bad. But I think this is probably those fucking sexy chef people.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
I hate it. I hate it. This is why they're going to blow us the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
They're going to blow us the fuck up. I can't wait till one of these countries blows us. Because it's shit like this. That shit does look fantastic,
it
though.
It does.
But tell that nigga to keep his shirt on. The fuck is happening, man?
Wait.
Get your six-pack out of this goddamn dessert.
You don't like that men are now being able
I
to
like
set
when women
track?
Do it. Oh. I love when the girls
Nat,
do it.
How many views does that have? Can you see that on TikTok? Is that doing well on TikTok?
One sec.
Yeah, because I'm curious whether or not this content better do well.
It's got it.
It's not even that I want to see it, but that is wild.
Yeah, it has 1.7 million likes.
Hey, see, niggas dirty, man.
Straight girls need that too.
Straight girl? Is it straight girls in the comments? Who's in the comment section? Let's see what some of the comments say. Pull up the comments there. I'm curious.
Yeah, let's see.
It's a little of both.
A little of both? Is it dudes hating it?
Just cook, bro.
Just fucking cook, bro.
That's so bad.
That's the one.
I can't see everything. Yeah, you might have to read it to
me. I am terrified. I don't think I'm watching cooking anymore.
Yeah.
I feel violated. I was just chilling watching TikTok. Then this came up.
Yeah, this nigga.
Y'all better not ask me the color of his shirt. that's like a meme.
It's all dudes commenting. There's no girl.
Just cook, bro. That's
hold
so
on.
Funny.
That's a girl right
says
there.
Coconut is actually my safe word.
Oh, that could
and
good
someone
for
else goes, I've never wanted to be a coconut more in my entire life.
Oh, okay, little horny gals.
Yeah, yeah. See,
yeah,
but
they're
they
on
mean
here.
It. The girls be playing
little
too much.
Little horny gals. They just be fucking
yeah,
around.
Yeah, girls play
girls
ho.
Play ho so well.
Play ho.
Yo!
It's a weird that it's a thing, though. Like,
they play ho
yeah.
so well.
Like,
and then when it come down to ho shit, nope.
Right. Like, Nat, all right.
I'm trying to get married.
This is a personal, it's probably a personal question, Nat, but have you ever twerked?
No.
Right, and that's not your personality at all, right? So if you'd have told me at any point in time someone's gotten a twerk out of you, I'd be like, this is fucked up.
It's fucked
because
up.
Whoever saw it was probably like, yo, what's up with Natalie? And it's like, that's not Natalie
that's
at
not Natalie
all.
At all. If
yeah.
somebody told me they caught you twerking it in Cabo, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Counterpoint, you can write something on a girl's, like, telling her that she's hot on her Instagram picture and, like, not actually... intend I mean maybe dudes do intend to fuck her but you're probably not going to so like it's the same as girls writing oh this guy's hot don't ask me what color
no,
shirt
no,
he's
no,
wearing
no 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 Natalie when dudes write it they mean it
they
yeah
mean
but they're not
shit.
Actually gonna get fucked by this
nah,
girl
but
they know that.
They
must
whole, but
surely
they're
must
so
know
optimistic
that.
They 100
niggas be putting diamond rings
listen,
on the fucking
there's no way that if you answer any dude in his DM from that's offered anything in the DM that they're not going to live up to it unless they wear white Air Force Ones and have a blue check mark. Oh, but regular people, oh, they mean it. They absolutely mean
they
it.
They absolutely mean it.
Well,
this
girls are doing the
on.
Same thing. They like writing the comments, but they don't actually want anything out of it. They're just like looking at this guy shirtless cooking.
Right, right, right. I guess so. It's just a... Like, I used to think
just
about
cook,
that.
Bro.
Like, I remember I dated a girl. Remember the dark-skinned girl that I was dating when we
oh,
first
yeah,
started
yeah,
doing
yeah.
comedy?
She was a sweetheart.
She was a sweetheart. She also had an ability to, like, she could, like, make her tongue do, like, weird contortions and...
With the W?
Yeah, and roll-y stuff. She could roll her tongue and make... And I'm like, that's crazy because if I were to put you in a music video and make you do your tongue to the camera like that, people would think, oh, wow, man, it's freaks over there. You know what I mean? Good-looking freaks. And it's like, no, she wasn't a freak at all.
At all.
You know what I mean? Like, there was a...
Don't you call me, nigga. I am a black queen. It's an open mic.
Oh, you talking about me first, man? But like,
I hated that shirt I had on that night too.
Jesus Christ, you remember the shirt?
I remember that shirt I had on.
What was the shirt you had on?
It was an Adidas shirt that I thought was dope, but looking back, it kind of was gay. It had shimmery. It was shimmery. It said Adidas, and the colors was like, it was whack.
Yeah,
I remember that shirt.
Huh?
I was like, and after that night, never wore it again.
Really?
Threw it up.
Think that's what did it? You think the shimmery Adidas made her think you was sweet?
And then she stood up like, yeah, nigga. And I was like, fuck. That shirt, get it out of here. Get it. It's done. I got rid of that shirt.
Oh, man, yeah. I got rid of the girl. Just got rid of the girl. I felt, that's one I do kind of feel bad about. Because that was a wild one. Like, the relationship was fine. We were about to move in together. Uh-huh. Like, she had just contacted her landlord and was like, yeah, I'm leaving at the end of the month. You know what I mean? Like, she was going to move in with me. And I ended up cheating.
Okay.
And it was just really good. Just really good. Like, to the point where I was like, I gotta break up with this girl.
Oh, this nigga said, hey, put your mother on the phone. I'm not coming home.
I was such a douchebag because then she had to go beg her landlord to be like, can I please stay? Like, I know how I was saying I was leaving.
You had her confident, nigga. God damn, that's terrible. You had her out there bigger than her britches.
Oh, God.
I'm leaving. I found my kid. Nope.
And karma only came right back because the girl that I cheated on her with and then went to go start a relationship, she cheated on me.
Boom, bap,
she broke my heart really, like, really. I'm going to say it was a good heartbreak.
Did she know you had a girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, nigga.
Yeah. Like this is how
that's
I met the girl.
That's game time, bro.
This is how I met the girl.
You can't trust the girl that fucks knowing that you got a shorty?
Young man didn't know these things. Didn't know these things.
You got it.
Didn't know these things at all, Derek. Yeah. Walked into this just because this is how I met the.
Well, you got to fight,
girl.
Man.
I was promoting a comedy show, right? And this is again to show how different things were in Philly, or at least like how humbling coming to New York is in Philly, because we were already up and running. I'm promoting shows, selling shows.
I was getting pussy at the Laugh House too.
Yeah,
I was already getting open mic. Like girls was like, you funny.
Yeah. But yeah. I knew people that were like DJs and party promoters that would allow us to come into their parties and promote whatever shows we had. And like a DJ would even shout us out, oh shit, we got Dave Temple in the building. You know what I mean? That shit was always a cool little vibe. And I remember we had this party passing out flyers, and my homie's passing out the flyers, and he gives it to this girl, and she's like, oh, I've been to this show. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The host was cute. Is he going to be there? Right? And that's my man's like, there you go right there. You know what I mean? So the crazy thing was, I never had to do anything. She had already sold herself because she had come to a show before to see some other comic, and she fell in love with the host. You know what I mean? So my corny ass, I gave her 2 free tickets, to which she did come. And she came, and I just remember, like, strategically being around my girlfriend throughout the evening because I'm working, you know what I mean? So she's, like, really none the wiser. But she put 2 and 2 together and I had a girl. But, yeah, man, I remember the first time she opened that thing up and let me. I was like, oh, really? Oh, well, I got to get rid of this girl here. Here's the sad part. As graphic as it sounds, this is what caught me.
Okay.
The new girl was a swallower.
Okay.
And I had never had, everyone else was a, you better tell me, you better let me know.
When a girl
when
laughs,
you, yeah, when
giggles,
you,
and then proceeds to keep going, bro.
I'm all like, hey man, I was being polite, being all right, a tappy
Natalie, tap. don't laugh at me, but the first time that happened, I swear to God, this is when my leg did.
Yeah,
I started crying.
Yeah, when they give you that opportunity, because there's no breaks.
That's dirty.
When
I know,
you get to go all gas, no break. You don't understand. Because I was young. I was probably like 20, 21.
My jaw fell off my face.
Right. Like, I had learned at a very young age, like, hey, pump the brakes and give the lady a chance to get out of the way. And when you get a lady go, go ahead. And you're like, what? No breaks? No breaks? Like, this is one of the things where I just know it's like, how do you even explain that to this other girl?
That shit
You got this other girl that's constantly telling you, like, you better not. You better not. Yeah. You, hey, I won't do it again if you do that. And then some random
go, some random go. Like, okay. Bring it on, motherfucker! You be like, what? Wait, what? Oh, what is this? You be shocked. I remember when it started happening to me. All my Bible studies start flashing in front of my mind. Oh shit! Ooh, yeah, like that.
Yeah, man. Huh?
That's not. That's not. I try not to be dirty on the show.
It started off wholesome. We started off talking about action figures.
Hey, that's how it starts. How many wrestling matches I got into with the chicks I was hanging with? Let's wrestle. And all of a sudden, man, let's wrestle upstairs. Let's wrestle in my room.
You would do that? You would say, let's wrestle?
Because I didn't know the way to get into it. But I was like, I do want to try, but I just don't know how to say it. So I'd be like, come on, girl, fight me. Let's fight upstairs. And then she'd be like, I see what you're going with. And the girl would jump. South Jersey was wild.
Yeah.
You just had to get up. All you had to do was get past that line to your bedroom.
Yeah.
And it was game time. I remember when I started, God forgive me, when I was fucking in my mom's house, when it was like a phenomenon because it was so risky. It was so amazing. I did not know when my mom was coming home. But this girl is here right now.
Wait, why didn't you know when your mom was coming home?
Because I don't know. She worked at
the
church.
You just never paid attention to her schedule? Or was it different?
Because she could come home. She gets off when she gets off. So I don't know. It could be late.
Wait.
It could be early.
She didn't have a time or you just
weren't
paying attention?
Most of the time she come home late. But like at the church, you don't know. My mom.
Wait a minute. Natalie, did you know what time your parents were coming home?
I never knew when my mom was coming home.
Yeah. Like, I honestly think this is Derek just was not aware.
Every once in a while, they came home early. But
sometimes
for the most
my mom would drop by. I'm like, oh, no.
Okay. Because the church is in the neighborhood.
Right. It's only 7 minutes away from the house.
Okay.
So it's like you just had to, sometimes I'd just, hey, mom, hey, how you doing? Love you. What you got going on? Anything? She'd be like, I'm going to be in the church until like about 9, 10. You'd be like, oh, all right. You're probably loving me, mom. Right. Quick, hit this bitch up. Right. You better get over here right now.
My shit was different in Philly. So in Philly, we got trolleys.
Okay.
In West Philly and Southwest Philly. My block had a trolley that ran across the top block. So my mother worked downtown in Center City.
Okay.
So it was at least like a 30-minute commute for her. By the time she went, I knew she got off at 5.
Yeah.
About 30-minute commute. And what made it even better, my mom had been chain smoking cigarettes her entire life.
Okay.
So like clockwork, my mom would get off the trolley, which you could hear, because I was the fourth house from the corner.
Okay.
So you could still hear and feel the trolley vibrating down at the corner.
Yeah.
So you know when the trolley came, and then my mom would get off, and like clockwork, you would always hear.
Okay.
I'd be like, oh shit. All right. You can hear that from down the block.
Nana had a cough like that. Shirley had a cough like that.
So you start tucking everything up, putting it away. If a girl needs to be tucked in the closet, that's where she's going. Because my mom always had the same thing. She would always come home and beeline to the bathroom and take a poop. So it was like weird. Like she would always come in, drop her bag and jacket.
Get a dump out. Go get one
right
of them
to the
dumps.
Bathroom. So as soon as she closed the door, I could sneak a girl right out there.
Yeah.
That's just a wild, fun episode.
It's a fun episode, bro. And it actually is pretty childish. It started off childish, it's ended childish. It went from action figures to sneaker girls in mom's house. That's pretty childish.
Right.
Some childish shit.
Yeah, man. Dude, this is a fun one, man. I guess let's go ahead. And
remember the low and tight joke? That was because, remember, if you want to make note, you better stay low and tight.
Yeah.
We got fuck on the table and shit like that. Yeah, that shit was funny.
Yeah, man. And moms, they got to know.
They got to know.
They got to know. Like at some point, we got
to know.
At some point, we'll work up enough confidence to ask your mom if she knew.
I don't have it yet, but
I know. See, I know my mom knows stuff because my mom, she would drop it like on weird stuff. Like my mom used to find porn everywhere in the house because I would like try to get rid of porn like on the quick. Like if my mom came home and I was watching porn on the VCR, I would try to get it out of the VCR and jam it in the couch cushion.
Oh yeah, you gotta do something.
But I forget about it in the couch cushion. Like literally, I moved. I left and went to college.
My mom just look at the bill.
And my friends would be like, you know, my mom would be like, hey, she see my friends in the neighborhood. Could you do me a favor? I'm getting a new couch. Can you help me take this one out to the curb? All right. They, you know, of course they take the cushions out and all that. It's, all this porno down here, man. It's like shit that I've been stashed in the couch when I was 16 years old.
Left. I got a stash back
there. Terrible raising sons, man. That's why I don't know what it like. I'm glad my daughters don't live with me.
Yeah.
Especially now with the split. I don't think I could deal with finding out my daughters are perverts. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like living with a teenage daughter and whatever the fuck you find out dealing with that.
You know what kind of turned me off the kids pretty much forever? I watched this movie called, what was it called? It was called Nympho.
Oh.
It was an indie flick. Okay. And you know, my dumb ass thinking it's just going to be pornographic.
Yeah.
Nah. It was just this ugly woman. But she started from young. It was two parts.
Uh-huh.
And it was just this indie flick kind of white chick.
Yeah.
So nothing really to... She's just this chick, but nigga. The beginning of the movie is her and her other five-year-old friend. These two bitches after school, preschool, go home, take their little panties off, run water on the floor, and then lay in the water with their little panties off. I said, oh, this is about to be fucking
yeah.
And it was.
Yeah.
What my dick stays off the entire time. Right. I was like, oh, no, this chick got a problem. She was just fucking, bro, like she didn't even understand life without just like actively, I gotta go fuck something. Like it was like, I gotta go fuck something right now. Like her and her friend used to have bets how many dudes they can get off on the train before the next stop. Like it was like, what the? Wow. Oh, like I've never had, like I was like, nah, I can't risk because that's gonna break my little heart. I find out my daughter, 5 years old, laying on the bathroom floor in the wet. Because it feel funny. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Man.
That was the start. And then it just got, oh, it just got progressively crazy.
Yeah, man. God bless them. God bless them. God bless the girls in New York. Who
I mean, you
moved
can do
in,
it. But as a father,
in,
I would have been like, oh.
Who share apartments with their father and who are taking scantily clad pictures when he's away at work.
Scantily clad.
Jesus Christ.
There was a chick around my
Shout
way back
to South
the Jersey.
Girls using their father's high speed internet. To upload
there
to OnlyFans.
There was a freak nasty bitch running away in South Jersey a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I forgot her name. She would be sucking dick and then check in with her dad while she sucking dick. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, daddy, I'll be home. I'll be home. Like, oh, yeah. Like, as a father.
That scares me, especially as we were in D.C. a week ago and my daughter denied coming to hang out with her. I'm like, wait, what? Okay. I don't even want to know what you're doing, man.
I don't want to know about it. Mm. Yeah, man.
Let's get out of here. This is a good one, man. This is a fun one. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on YouTube, thank you. We appreciate it. Subscribe. Leave a comment. Turn on that notification thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If that's just the level where you're at supporting. If you want to get to this episode a little bit earlier, go to gasdigital.com. Use promo code NNFA.
NNFA.
Get in there and check that out. Check out what we got. Natalie, you say goodbye to the people. Let's close the show out here.
Bye, guys. Follow me at Natalie DiCicco Edits on Instagram. And... watch Gas Digital now on YouTube with me and Bly Mike.
Natalie, I'm fucking with you. You know
I know, I know, I know. It's the least offensive impression of me that I've heard.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys. I love you.
Usually people do like a Kermit the Frog voice.
I would never do that.
An impression of me.
No, Kermit
so
is
I
a man.
I appreciate one that actually sounds
like me. Natalie, you're still a lady to me.
Yeah, we still treat you in high esteem on this show.
You're very highly esteemed, my dear. Bodega Cat Nat.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Derek, tell the people where they can
you
find you.
You know what it is, eat vegetables, talk to God. Great boy.
On all the platforms. I'm the God, so talk to me. Eat your vegetables.
Watch Bupkis.
Yeah, good show. All right, take it easy. No need for apologies.